Oh, so thank you. My pleasure to introduce the next speakers, Jordi and Tilman, who are going to be speaking about Cyan, the next generation internet. Can we get a round of applause, please? Thank you.
So, hello everyone. Thanks for attending the talk. Thanks to the host for having us here. And, well, I'm a little bit of a rock star right now. So yeah, we are Till and Jordi. We both come from ETH Zurich. We are part of the network security group at ETH Zurich. And we are also part of the Cyan open source implementation team. So first question, who has heard before about Cyan? Okay, some people. Okay, so you can skip the introduction and the overview. Okay, so for the rest, I will start introducing what Cyan is. So Cyan is a clean design of an inter-domain architectures that considers security from design to achieve security properties, mainly availability, also transparency and control, reliability, and scalability. So I want to make here clear that Cyan has to do with the inter-domain network, so it doesn't have anything to do with intra-domain protocols or higher level protocols in that sense. And the other thing I want to highlight on this slide is that Cyan is an open source project. So here you have the GitHub repo in which you can find the reference implementation of Cyan. So in here you have also, well, Till will give more details afterwards. Here you can find also references to documentation and related stuff. So the second question is, why does even Cyan exist? So Cyan comes as an alternative to our old friend, BGP IP Internet. So yes, this was created even before I was born, so imagine how things have changed so far. So Cyan has the distinct aspect that incorporates those security aspects I mentioned before from the very inception. Why do we need this? So, because we need a network that provides availability even under the presence of malicious actors, because there are people interested in harming the inter-domain routing. So we can find some examples, current recent examples. So for example, an outage caused to a Spanish ISP due to a BGP attack. And we have several malicious actors in internet, unfortunately, from nation state actors to cyber criminal groups that are interested in harming and due to different reasons, right? They can be from political reasons to economic incentive, you can name it. And yes, sometimes the trust boundaries, so trust nature of the current routing architecture, sometimes doesn't make it clear enough where the trust boundaries are. So probably some of you are hungry, maybe not enough for just running away and grabbing lunch. So I cannot offer you food, like real actual food, but I can offer you some yummy desserts. In this case, towards the end of the presentation, we will give we will present a couple of demos. One is a browsing demo using Cyan. Second one is a Cyan Award first-person shooter. And finally, well, Tilman will walk you through steps and guidelines for developers that hopefully find this interesting and want to contribute or just use what's there so far. But first some overview of Zion. So the whole Zion ecosystem includes different entities from different domains, so from research institutions to ISPs, to vendors and integrators and users of the system. All this ecosystem is nurtured by the Zion Association, which is a non